Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Kuf Yud Aleph, as we continue in Perek Shmona Shratzim, with all the last daf, actually, of Shmona Shratzim. We just had a couple of lot regarding medicines, and we're going to jump off from one of the last points. The Gemara is going to expand upon it. So we're up to the two dots, about the fifth line on Kuf Yud Amabez. Just one ha'ara, I got a number of comments. Last night, the last point I mentioned about the pigeons and the jaundice, I was not saying or suggesting that it shouldn't be done. I was just saying if one wants to, it's just no medical evidence. You know, there's obviously, evidence that people have in various cases, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send Refuah Shleima through any means and however one wants to. And ultimately, it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But just in terms of the scientific evidence, there hasn't been so much research done in that regard. Just to be most of that. Number two, there was Daf Be'in Shir last night regarding Kavod Shabbos, relating to yesterday's discussion, a little bit of the salted fish. Feel free to listen to it, but it's going to come up again on a couple of days. Kavod Shabbos also comes up on Kuf Yud Gimel, so it's really related to this week's Dafim. Okay, we are on Kuf Yud Amud Beis, the fifth wide line. Li Yarkona. We mentioned for jaundice a couple of different suggestions. Exactly what is the remedy? What is the cure? Train b'shechro miyaker. So one of them was two of the ingredients. We mentioned on the bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Aleph a number of ingredients that are mixed in for various different illnesses. Right on the bottom, a Masko Zuza Kuma Alexandria and a Gav Yagila and Karkuma, all different types of ingredients. So two out of three of them mixed in with beer is good for jaundice, but umi akir, but as a side effect, Rachman al Islan, it causes somebody to become impotent, to lose their fertility. Says the Gemara, umi shari, so forget Shabbos. Is that mutter during the week? Is somebody allowed to take a medicine which will have these detrimental effects? The umi shari v'hatanya minayin l'siris badam shuasar. How do I know that siris badam, there is an issur daraisa of siris to cause somebody to damage, to mutilate the avarim of reproduction of a person. So isn't that usur? So minayin l'siris badam shuasar, and the Gemara is assuming that it's not only a physical mutilation of the Evarim, but also an indirect grumma, taking medicine, causing the Evarim to become impotent, even without physically touching them. So that's what the Gemara is assuming. Umi Shari, is this mother to take such a medicine? V'atanya minayin l'siris ba'adam shuasar. How do I know that it is asu tamalomar ba'artzachem losasu? It says that, I think it's in Emor, u'ba'artzachem losasu, it shall not be done in your land. That, the context is being misaris an animal. And we darshin, bachem lo se'asu. In them, in you, it shouldn't be done. Bachem lo se'asu, it shouldn't be done. Divrei Rabbi Chanina. That's what Rabbi Chanina said. So not only does it apply to animals, but it also applies in you. So we'll get to that in a minute. So the Gemara asks, how could it be done? So the Gemara answers, Hani mi liheicha dukam achavein. This is only literally where there's kavana. Hacha me'atzmahu. Here it happens by itself. What exactly does that mean? So usually kavana, we know what kavana means. But here, it's unclear. What do you mean? Even without kavana, it's psikresha. We have those concepts in Kol Torah Kula. We'll talk about it as Ramatosfus in a couple of minutes. So if you look in the Shita L'Ran here, the Shita L'Ran quotes the Ra'ah, who has a little different interpretation of what machavin here means in this context. So the Shita L'Ran says, Pirsha Ra'ah. The lav davka kamar machavin, elahachi kamar, hani mi liheicha dukam machavin lesaris oso ever atzmo. If somebody has kavana, that means if somebody does an actual maisa. Somebody does an actual maisa, that's where it is asur. Avalo machavin, klomar, she'ena nogeya be'ever klal, ela shegoreim lesirus, vahasirus memela ka'asi, afagav dukam machavin lesirus shari. Like Rabbi Yochanan is about to say. So kavana and akavana here means maisa versus grama. That's basically what the Ra'ah, how the Ra'ah interprets this stage of the Gemara. When do we say that it's asur, Sirius is asur, only where machavin, where one is does the maisa, the actual maisa. Hacha me'atzmahu. Tam Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan says, Harot says she is saris tarnagol. If someone wants to be misaris a tarnagol, somebody wants to be cause a tarnagol not to be able to reproduce. Yitol karbalto umistaris me'elav. He should take his crest, his cut off the part of the top of his body. The umistaris me'elav, and me'elav he won't be able to reproduce anymore. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan says that it's mutter harotze. Sounds like it's going to be mutter. So you see, at least at this stage of the Gemara, that only direct mutilation, direct cutting off, is going to be usser, masha'en kein, if it is grama. Says the Gemara, that's not a raya, the tarnagol case. V'yamar Rav Ashi, ramas ruchahu d'nekita lei. No! The tarnagol, you didn't actually do something to make it impotent. It's just that if it doesn't have its crest on top, so then it doesn't have the confidence that it usually has, the self-confidence. We had ramas rucha once before, a couple of daf ago, when we spoke about chayno and people standing on animals, well, go on horses, Ramas Rucha, they're arrogant, they wouldn't get off their animals, not that they can't get off their animals. So similar idea here. Really, they can reproduce, they just choose not to because they don't feel as self-confident. But that's not a raya that doing something in an indirect way is going to be mutter. So that's why the Gemara has to come up with a case of what's the case in our Mishnah that allows Sirus Ella Bisaris. It's about somebody who was already impotent, didn't have the potential to reproduce, and that is what the case is. Again, we're going to talk about that more, but let's note a couple of points before we get there. Number one, after Svasemes, right here, so how does the Gemara automatically assume that Grumma is included? The Yesh Ladaktek, Ma Medami Ze L'Siris Biadayim. The Gemara automatically assumes that it's going to be Usser. The Allah call you bar tchem lo sasu. La hachad b'meilo miyakav einu el goreim. The kivin dechsev lo sasu. We're going to have later on. Also, asiyahu da'asir grama shari. So Gemara assumes as a davar pashut, right away at the beginning, that gram is just as asir as a direct ma'isa. Why does the Gemara assume that? V'id darshin and time of dekra. And if you're going to say, well, it's Darshin and Taima Dekra, or basically, what's the reason? The reason is the result of causing the impossibility of reproducing. Zaino, it's not true. Why? Tahamar Bina Nami. We're going to have in a couple of lines, there's an Isser of Siris Achar Siris. If somebody already doesn't have the ability to reproduce, but I do something which furthers that state, that's also Asser. So you see, it's not just about the result. So once it's not about the results, how do I know that maybe it's just about the Maisa? And if it's about the Maisa, maybe Grumma will not be included. Mk minole lesser gam gorim lehistaris. And therefore he says, I think Pashtus may be like the Meiri. The Meiri right here, quotes the Meiri, he says, Mavur Durabanan Asru Gamba Gorim Basmachu Akra. It's a Durabanan. The rice is only actual physical mutilation. Durabanan would also have included the Grumma, just like another Hilchah Shabbos, right? Grama is going to be Asur Darabanan as well, but I don't see, says the Svasemes, where it would be Asur Daraisa automatically. How does one make that jump? A couple of other points. First of all, the Sefer HaChinuch says in even Ebenezer Shulchan Aruch says the beginning, if it's in two volumes, says the if not, it's fine. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. In Reish Tzadi Aleph, the Isidaraisa of Sirus, Shalonis Saris Echon Mikol Haminim, Lo Adam Velo Behema Velo Oph. There is an Isser of Sirus for a person to do it to a person or to do it for an animal. Shenamar Uvarzchem Lo Sasu, Achash Zachar, the Pasuk mentions a couple, Ma Kosas Nasuk and Karus, it includes all. The Eno Inyan Akosov Lomar Shalo Yehe Asar Asirus Ela Ba'aretz, even though it says Uvarzchem Lo Sasu, one shouldn't think this is one of those mitzvahs Atzlios Ba'aretz. It just mentions that, as the Gemara says it here, the Chinuch quotes our Gemara, Menayin L'siris Ba'adam Shehu Asur, right? No limitation. Says the Chinuch Misharshia Mitzvah, what's the message behind the Mitzvah? The Isser Da'araisa of Sirus, that is Kfira. Basically, thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not act properly in Maisa Bracious. Oh, you created, but I want to stop Maisa Bracious. That's basically what we're doing by the Isser of Sirus. Lafisha Hashem Baruch Hu Bara Olamo B'Tachlis HaShleimus. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the ultimate perfection. Lo Chaser V'Lo Yiser B'Odavar Mikala Ra'oi Lios B'Olish Leimuso. Everything is perfect. The whole world. Well, that's how right. The Rambam says that's how you get to Avas Hashem, to Yiras Hashem, just looking around at the world, seeing the unbelievable, how everything works together. The Haya Meritzono Ubirech Baale Achayim Liosam Parim Veravim. And he gave the ability to creatures to reproduce and to replicate themselves. The Gam Tziva HaZachar Mimina Adam Alzeh. Not only gave him the ability, but by male humans, he gave them the obligation to reproduce. Peruvu, as we'll get to women soon. Laman Yamodu. Shem Lo Kain, because if they wouldn't have this ability or obligation, Yamin Kalach Hashamaves Mechalebohen. The Yal Kain, and therefore, Hamafsid Klei Hazera, if somebody destroys the reproductive organs of a man, we'll see about a woman soon, Mar Ebenafsho Kemishu cuts Bemaisa Bore. It's like you reject God's system. You don't think that it's appropriate. Oh, I know reproduction. Okay, but I want to stop this chain. I want to stop this line. The verotza bashchasas olamu atov, and you want to destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Right, this relates to the Avera of Bal Tashchis. This also relates to the Avera a little bit of Kilayim, according to the Ramban, who says that Kilayim, I'm playing God. I think God left out some minim. I could perfect the world even more by creating new Brias. Besides the Brias that creating mules, which might be connected to this. I'm creating a new being, which is not Parin Varavin. But says the Sefer HaChinuch, that is behind the Isser of the Isser of Siris. There are other Rishonim that say maybe it has to do with the Umos HaOlam. The Umos HaOlam, a lot of them believe in doing Siris, and we obviously are against it. But that is the Isser of Siris in the Sefer HaChinuch. If you look in Tosfos here, again, two other Ha'aris related to this, before we get to more Siris, we'll come up in the next Amud. But before we move on, Tosfos here is a very important discussion. Very important. Says the Gemara here, we're assuming that Siris is going to be Asur, even if I don't have Kavana for it. As we've said, ask Tosfos, is this going according to Rebbe Yehuda? Dover Sheinu Miskavin is Asur? As you mentioned, the Machlokas 10 times already in the Masechta. Ask Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the She'iltos. She'iltos Rav Achoigon. Tosfos had a She'iltos, the Gaonim. So Tosfos there quotes, the sixth line of Tosfos. Umashafarish b'She'iltos. That which it says in the She'iltos, the Hada Asur Lishto Sama Da Akrisa Hainu Kareb Yehuda Davar Davar Sheinu Miskavin Asur. This Gemara, according to the She'iltos, is going according to Rebbe Yehuda. Davar Sheinu Miskavin. We don't paskin like Rebbe Yehuda. We paskin like Reb Shimon. Unbelievable line in Tosfos. That's only in Hilchas Shabbos. We paskin like Rebbe Shimon because of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. Meleches Machsheves not only here influencing, like in all the other times that we have Meleches Machsheves, that influences why there's a difference in halacha between Shabbos and Kol Torah Kula. This is the only time where there's a difference in psak, not just a difference in the actual case, description of the case. Says Tosfos, Daf dafka b'Shabbos mishum debina Meleches Machsheves, aval b'chol haTorah kula svirulan kareb Yehuda. That is the day of the She'iltos. Tosfos quotes, we paskin like Reb Shimon in Hilchas Shabbos and Reb Yehuda in Kol Torah Kula, including Siris. Says Tosfos, I disagree. Ve'nir l'ri, it's not true. We pass it like Reb Shimon even outside of Hilchas Shabbos. So b'chol haTorah kula kaim alon k'Reb Shimon d'shari. Right? We have it by Nazir, a Nazir combing his hair in a soft way, where it might not be that hair would come out. We pass it like Reb Shimon. We pass it like Reb Shimon in b'chol rosh when it comes to Mumin. So it's clear. We pass it like Reb Shimon in Kol HaTorah Kula as well. This Gemara, it's not limited to Reb Yehuda. It's Psikresha. That's why. It's Psik Reisha. Even Reb Shimon would agree. Psik Reisha, if I take this medicine, it's going to cause Sirus. That's Moder Bayev Rava, Dami Shavayu, Moder Reb Shimon B'Psik Reisha. So that's a huge Chiddush that tells us, of course, in the name of the She'iltos, that we'd be Mechalik, based on Meleches Machsheves, between Psak of Kol HaTorah Kula and Shabbos, and Tosfos rejects it. Tosfos says it can't be. We pass like Reb Shimon across the board, and the Gemara here is only about a Psik Reisha. And the later he showed him, the Rivash writes, is it a Psik Reisha actually? Every single person, Vada, is going to be Nistaris from this? So you see from here, says the Rivash, Psik Reisha means general behavior that is probably going to happen. Even if there's one in a million, one in even 100, that it's not going to be Nistaris, that's not recognized halachically. If it's generally going to happen, even if one person might say, I'm the Yotzei Min HaKlal, That's not significant to undermine the definition of psik reisha. Right? That's what the Rivash writes in a tshuva in Siman Shin Tzadi Dalad. V'im kitvarecha to kol she efshar she yimatzei adam echad al tzara zarus she yatsa may also klal lo avi psik reisha ha'cha ha'efshar she yimsa adam chazak. Hatola dashlo yisar senu asamahu kidam rinan, right? Like it says in Nida, ika gufa dlo makabel sama ubekol echad vecha no marze. And then you'll just undermine the whole definition of psikresha. There will be one case that it won't happen in. No, we don't say that. Ela shadaver barur sheein holkin b'mitzvus haTorah ela acher hadvarim hamurgalim v'lo acher mashe yikra altzad hazaris. You go by general rules, not by exceptional cases. That's how you define things in halacha, says the Rivash. And right here, psik reisha is one of them. That's in Shin Sadi Dalit, but that's Tosis. Machlokas, Tosis on the Shiltos. What exactly is happening in our case? One final point, again, related to our discussion, and that is the Chumas Hadeshen has an important halacha. Again, these few lines are jam-packed. The Chumas Hadeshen writes in a tshuva in the Psakim, are you allowed to just take off the top of the chicken? Is that okay? Is that allowed? Doesn't that hurt the chicken? Tsar Bale Chaim, right? Would that be a problem? Says the Trumas Hadeshen in Simin Kuf Hey Nirin Hadvarim. It's a principle that we all know, but he learns it from this Gemara. De Ein Aser Mishum Tsar Bale Chaim Imhu Osel Letzarchav Ulatash Mishav. There's no tzar bale chayim if it's being done for the tzorech of human beings. Delo nivru kol abrios rak l'shamesh es ha'adam. Because all items, all animals were created. So if it's stam to put in pain for no reason, obviously that's also tzar bale chayim. But if it's to service us, so then it's mutter. V'teida. And I'll prove it to you. Unbelievable raya. We know there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of prika, of unloading a heavy load on an animal. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa later on in the Torah. Discussing Bab Metzia. So ask the Chumash Hadeshen, if there's an Isser of Tzar Bale Chaim across the board, even with a Tzorach of an Adam, so why allowed to put the load on in the first place? Why are you ever allowed to load an animal on with a heavy load, and there's a mitzvah to unload it? So you shouldn't be able to put it on in the first place. Obviously, you had to put it on in the first place. It's just that at the end, when the animal is finished doing its job, then it's a mitzvah. So it must be that it is mutter. And he says, what about, there are a couple of Gemaras that you see that, Tanoim, and even especially Amoraim, were super machmir. Pinchas ben Yair was machmir with his donkey, v'chulu. So he says it must be that Sir Amoraim were, right, lefnim ishur esadin. Mitoch rov chasiduso havi kapit. Umitoch halad raisa, in irksas teleke isur b'kai gavna, el sha'olim nisarim. So you have some Amoraim and some Tanoim that were extra machmir, like the Gemara in Bab Metzia, that Rabbeinu Akadosh, Rebbe, there was a certain calf that came and like nuzzled his leg, and he said, what are you doing? You're lekach nivra, you were here because you're here to be shechted. And the Gemara seems to have a negative view of Rebbe not having rachmanis on this animal. What do you mean? You're allowed to. Right, they're all l'shamish. L'shamishas. The answer is, maybe on his level, he had a different standard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu held him to. But either way, Maker Adin is mutter, and that's why, in our case, the Shulchan Aruch says, he quotes our Gemara about removing the karbalto, it would be mutter. So either way, what do we say? What's the case in the Mishnah? That one is allowed to take this medicine on Shabbos, and there will be sirus as a side effect. Somebody who's already mesuras. Somebody who's Tsaris says the Gemara, but is that still really true? V'yamar b'chiyah bar Abba, amar Rabbi Yochanan, hakol modim b'mechametz achar mechametz shehu chayiv. Everybody agrees. We know there is an isidar raisa of leavening a carbon mincha. 98% of carbon minchas are matzah. They might be soft matzahs, but they're matzah. Only two. Right, there's exceptions to the rule that they are chametz. The shtei alechem is chametz brought on Shavuos and the minchas bikurim as the shtei alechem and one other. But otherwise, and some of the carbon todas are chametz. Some of the 40 loaves. But other than that, there's an iser to arisa to make them chametz. What if I already made them chametz early in the process? Let's say while it's still dough, and now I'm going to knead it, and now I'm going to bake it. It's already chametz. Do I still get an iser as I continue the process? Or the Rambam's formulation is, what is a little, it's a little risen, and I work it more to make it rise even more. Both of those are also daraisa. Hakom odim b'machametz acher machametz. Everybody agrees that if I continue the process of chimutz, the first way I described it is the way Rashi says it. Sheim lasha harishon b'chimutz. Uba sheni v'archa b'chimutz. V'shlishi afa. Kulam chayavin. So if I do more of the chimutz process, shu chayiv. Shenemar lo se'afech chametz, lo se'asech chametz. Says it twice, do I learn? Even chimutz, machametz acher machametz is asur. And, bimisaris acher misaris shu chayiv. And also, siris acher siris is going to be chayiv. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, u'ma'uch v'kasus v'nasuk v'karus. These are all mutilations of the Aver HaZachar. Im al karus chayiv al natak lo kol shakein. If somebody is chayiv for karus, which is partially cutting the Aver HaZachar, al nasuk on completely cutting lo kol shakein, so surely, what do you even have to say nasuk for it, if karus is already chayiv? And lahavi nosek achar karis. It must be that even if it's partially cut, so finishing off, and it's already, right, impotent, already not going to be able to function, so finishing the job is also asur daraisa, shehu chayiv. Question mark. So how can you say our Mishnah is already talking about saris? We see, even if somebody already doesn't have the ability, you're not allowed to do more. You're not allowed to do it again. Which means, this was the raya that was brought before, it's the maisa sirus, not just the result. Even if somebody already doesn't have the ability. So the Gemara answers, Ella bizakein. We're not talking about a saris who is in the parsha of having the ability and he just doesn't. A zakin, which the Ritva explains, must be mufka. That's a different, a zakin is mufka from the parsha by that age, and therefore the iser would not apply per se to a zakin. V'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, hein hein hechziruni lenarusai. What do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan says, why is a zakin mufka? Rabbi Yochanan says that there's certain types of refuos that you could return him to his youth, so he'll be able to have the ability to impregnate again. So how can you say a zakin is mufka? You see, a zakin is not mufka. So ela be'isha. Oh. Maybe the Mishnah is only allowing this medicine to be taken by a female, by an Isha Rashi, She'eno Mitzuva Bepiri Verivya. Rashi, a woman is not Mitzuva Bepiri Verivya. Rashi is clear. Machlokas Rishonim, Rashi is clear. Sirus is dependent on Puravu. Only somebody who's Mitzuva in Puravu has the Isra of Sirus, right? There are a couple of Isurim. It's amazing to look at the Rishonim, to look at the connection between the two, right? We had a couple of months ago, right? Beginning of the summer, when we discussed the Isra in Mesechus Nida Daf Yud Gimel of Hashchasa Zera Levatala. So is that Tali on Puravu? What if a woman causes a man to be Mashchasa Zera Levatala? Is she in the Parsha? Is that purely Lifnei Iver? Or is she somehow included in the Isser? So again, Tosfos and the Rishonim there discuss, is that Isser dependent only on Puravu? Or there's some other element, even if somebody's not, there's a Hashchasas Olam. So here too, Sirus, is Sirus purely dependent on Puravu? So the Gemara seems to say, and Rashi explains it, yes, and Isha is Mutter, because she is not Mitzuveh on Puravu, as it says in Maseches Yevamos. What about the Tanoim that say she is? Well, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Damar al Shneihem Omer, Vayevarech Osam Elokim, Vayom Alim Puravu Maigel Meimar. What do you call Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who says that a woman is Mitzuveh on Puravu? So, Bizekena, Inami Ba'akara, a female who is in the Mufka Parsha. So we included a Zakin before, because maybe it could come back. But a female, we said, is not going to come back. She's not going to be able to, once she reaches the menopausal stage, it's finished. She's not going to be able to do it. We don't in Sof Chanel Anes by Sari Menu. I'm not assuming that's going to happen. And therefore, that's the only case that's being discussed in the Mishnah. A Zakin or Akara. Any male is not allowed to do it. Not allowed to do it, but the Gemara is, the Mishnah is only talking about females. The Minchas Chinuch has an important comment here related to women as well, and that is also there in Reish Tzadi Aleph. The Minchas Chinuch points out that the Chinuch says, like the Gemara says, that the woman is not usher. Isha muteres lishos kosi karin, shanashimene mezubas al periv erivya. Says the Minchas Chinuch, ein kavanaso li tein tam lakach. Says the Menachas Chinuch, it's not that, she's not mitzuva, and automatically when one is not mitzuva, you're allowed to. Because says the Menachas Chinuch, a simple question, animals? Animals aren't mitzuva and puraviru, and yet one is aser to be misaris an animal? So what do you mean? Women, no mitzuva, puraviru, animals also don't have the iser. V'din sirus, ainu tali b'mitzvahs puraviru, klau, to aser l'saris kol minei b'lechayim. What is the Gemara, and what is Rashi, let's say, and what does the Chinuch mean by connecting it? as follows. After Beisha v'chomini nekeves gzeres akasav heude einan besirus. There's a gzeres akasav. Gzeres akasav that women are excluded mikom makom, but still, if a woman would have been mitzuva on Puruvru, we would have asered because of that. They're not asered mitam sirus, but we would have asered sirus as an outgrowth of Puruvru. What do the Rishonim mean? We're not going to be mechayev of them al Puruvru, because then I'm mitzuva in Puruvru, and memela, they remain with the regular patur of sirus based on the gzeres akasav. But it's not purely a direct of Sirus versus no Puruvru, because then the whole animal discussion would not make sense. The Isser Sirus below Zeh, Lo Shayach El Esel Nekevus Mitam Gzeres HaKasif. Ulefi Zeh, then he says, what about Rashi here in Kuf Yud Aleph, which makes it sound like it's a direct connection. You have to say, you know, read his pshat into that Rashi. But again, he notes our Rashi, but that's what he says. Again, it's not that women don't have the Isser of Sirus because they're Psuras from Puruvru. They're part of from Puruvru. They're part of from Sirus because the Torah is excludes them, is motzi them. But I might have included them in the Isser based on Puruvru. No, we don't have that extra limud of Puruvru. So therefore, they remain pater al gzeres akasif. There are some achronim that say women might be usher for some other reasons. The Vilna Gaon gathers Rishonim in the beginning of Evan Ezer, where the Isser of Sirus is discussed in Siman Hey, that some say it is Doraisa. Rov Rishonim seem to say that there is at least an Isser Rabbanan. Right, the Magen Mishnah is bedayik this in the Rambam. The Rambam says Hamasaris is Hanakeva bein ba'adam bein b'sharminim patur. That's the Rambam's Lashon. The Magen Mishnah says there, the end of Perek Tezayin in Isura Bia, Chayuvu hu deleka av Isura Ika, midilotani mutter lesari sanakevis. Well, is that because of Rabbeinu Pater? So it seems like there is at least an Issa Drabanan. That is what we assume. We assume it's Usser unless there's a very strong reason. Right? Rav Moshe has a number of shuvis related to this. What about a woman who wants to go through a certain type of surgery as she's getting older because she wants to prevent certain types of uterine cancer. Certain types she wants to have her tubes tied, right, when a woman gets to a certain age. And Masaris Acha Masaris, we said, is also Asur. Right? So even if a woman reaches menopausal age, is she just allowed to do that? So if it is medically advised, again, one has to always speak to a Rav in this regard and to a doctor. So there are heterim. Again, there are more heterim by women than by men, obviously, in these situations, because Rav Rishonim say that women is only asa derabbanan. Asa derabbanan, b'makom, potential of tremendous, you know, issues, so that is a problem. But if one doesn't have those serious health issues, Rav Moshe has a couple of shuvas in a row. Rav Moshe writes in, where is it? A couple of places. In Evan Ezer, in Chelek, which Chelek is this? In Chelek Gimel, he has Inyan Sirus Ha'isha Bishvil Tsar. Bishvin Sirus Bishvil, the Rofim said she had one child with a certain type of illness. Maybe there's a chance she'll have another one. Be'inyan, all these in a row. She talks about these issues of Sirus. Her emotion is generally Machmir. Moshe says, just because, you know, the doctor says, oh, this child came out, I don't think he's talking about a certain, you know, Tay-Sachs type of illness. Doesn't sound like it. Just sounds like there's a certain baby born with a certain illness. So who says the next baby's going to have the illness? Right, so Moshe says one has to be very careful in terms of if there's no raya brura that this is going to happen, then you can't just mutilate even the Ivare of an Isha, because it's not mutter. It's not mutter. It's at least Asa Drabanan. And again, the Vilna Gaon said is in the world of Darais. This one has to be very careful regarding this. Pikuach Nefesh obviously is mutter. Moshe, sorry? For a zakener, the Gemara here seems to say zakener is mutter. Ramosha doesn't talk about ages. Ramosha doesn't talk about ages. So here, right, he has a tshuva here in Eben Ezer. In mutter lasaris isha sharufim asruha laholid machmesh yalda yaladim aideni tuach yose dofen. That's in 1969. A woman had a cesarean section. So doctors say, oh, it's dangerous. The Rambam has a lashon that a woman will never have a baby after having one cesarean section. So obviously the Rambam didn't live in our time. Right, Baruch Hashem, my first was cesarean and the next six weren't. Baruch Hashem, they were stripped. But that was the case. In those days they thought that that it's a it was a sakana. So Rav Moshe says, even then, b'shochshas sakana, he says, I wouldn't do it. There are other ways to get around it. But Rav Moshe did not allow it. Afshu siris nekeva. Had to be koach nefesh lo shayach al zeh. Dein hechrach shiasku b'tashmish. He says, maybe ein hechrach shiasku b'tashmish, which is very difficult to understand. V'yavtem atirin lo shamish b'moch. He talks about it. Anyway, this is not a derech pasha. These are one of the major types of shilas. You got to ask a major posik in terms of heterim in this regard. This is not just an everyday heter or iser that a minor leaguer. Got to ask a major leaguer in these regards in terms of sira shilas. But it's obviously where there was a tzara gadol, just a general comment, women will have easier heterim than men because they are one step removed from the ikker iser. Where this comes up also very lamaisa is veterinarians, right? To have a frum veterinarian, it's possible, but it's challenging. They have a challenge because a lot of what veterinarians do is to neuter animals, and the neutering process is pretty usher, right? Unless there's a tzara gadol to save the animal's life, but in general, just to have it neutered. So the shaila is then, okay, what about a Jew bringing their animal to the vet to be neutered? The Gemara says, Elser Rabba Matzia is an Isser of Amir Lakum. Can't just ask a non-Jew to do it. The Shulchan Aruch talks about if you tell one non-Jew, who tells the other non-Jew? So maybe that's mutter. If the non-Jew that you told, maybe you told the secretary to then tell the doctor, because there's no shlichus by Amir La'akum. So to two, so that's what the Ramah describes this in the beginning of Evan Ezra, where it talks about Sirus, so maybe that could be a heter. If it's an indirect, or if a doctor just takes it, you give him for a, you know the doctor's going to do it, but you're just giving the doctor for a checkup for the animal. And maybe they're going to do it anyway without your asking. So again, it's very complicated and important halachas. But one has to know that this halacha has something to say about this, and there aren't just a blanket heterim about, oh, you know, I have an animal, or at least go to the pet store after it was already done. Right? It belonged to the guy at the time. Now you're allowed to buy a neutered animal. Right? The problem is if you buy an unneutered one and then you want to take care of it. So that would be the problem. Do you sell it to a guy and then have the guy do it? All these different ways of, you know, selling your chametz, you sell your animals in order to get things done. But it's an important topic. The issue of Sirus that came up right here because we were talking about Yarkona and medicines on Shabbos. Okay. We go weiter. Says the Gemara. Hachoshes b'shinov. More medicine issues. But ones that are very lamaisa. Somebody has a toothache. Hachoshes b'shinov. Lo yagama bohenes achometz. One is not allowed to swallow vinegar. Why? Because that's clearly refuah purposes. It's nikar that it's for refuah. Therefore, you're not allowed to do that. Did you spit it out? Did you not spit it out? We'll see in the Gemara. Aval matava lo kadarko. But you could dip your challah into the vinegar. V'im nisrapa nisrapa. And if you have the vinegar on the challah that you put into your mouth, that's fine. Because that's not nikar. That's natural behavior, like we had in the previous Mishnah. Just like food, something that's categorized as food and not medicine, you're allowed to eat, even if you're eating it for medicinal purposes. So too, an act that you're doing for medicinal purposes, but the act is described as a regular act of eating, so it's mutter. Right, so it goes by the object, the chefsa and the maisa. The previous Mishnah was about the chefsa, and this Mishnah is about the maisa. Lo yas choshes b'masnav. If somebody is having loins pain, right? Their body is, they're in pain. Well, yasuch yayin b'chometz, one is not allowed to smear wine or vinegar on their body, because that's clearly for medicinal purposes. Aval sachu es ha-shemen, but one is allowed to smear oil. Velo shemen vered, and not shemen vered, though, because that is fancy oil that nobody uses unless it's for medicinal purposes. B'nei malachim, sachin shemen vered al-makoseyen. B'nei malachim, royalty, could take shemen vered, oil which had roses that were soaked in them. They're allowed to put it on their makas. Shekein darchan lasuk b'chol, because they always do that. So interesting, you see here, you don't say batla daitcha based on different populations regarding this. We did say it earlier, daf tzadi beis, remember, by carrying things on your head. The anshei hutzal, we said batla daitam etzel kaladam. But here, regarding the issue of medicines, we say no, depends on where you are. Depends on who you are and where you are. So, b'nei malachim are allowed to be anoint themselves with this oil, because that's what they always do. And Reb Shimon Omer, kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. All Jews are royalty. And therefore, all Jews are allowed to use shemen vered on their makas. Good. So lamile rami le rav acha aricha dehu rav acha rav papa rabbi avo rav acha aricha. Sorry, the tall one who was rav acha rav papa rabbi avo tanan. So we learned in our mishnah hachoshish b'shinav lo yigam enas achomis. You're not allowed to drink vinegar if you have a toothache. Lameimer dechomis mali l'shinayim. So is that to say that vinegar is good for teeth? Vinegar is good for a toothache, but for haksiv. But doesn't the pasuk say in Mishlei, "Kechometz lishinayim ukaashen leinayim"? That's so painful to me. It's like vinegar on the teeth and smoke in my eyes. Sounds like vinegar is not good for the teeth. So isn't the Mishnah against the pasuk in Mishlei? So the Gemara says, "Lokasha habekiyua depere habachala." It depends. Is it vinegar, meaning liquid that I take out of unripe grapes? That's bad. But if I just have wine that turned into vinegar, that was nischamet, that's okay. That's good. Good. V'bayisema, or another answer, haba haba chala. They're both the vinegar after it had been wine. Hadika maka, hadalaka maka. Depends if you're sick. If you have a toothache. So, ika maka masi. If you have a maka, then it helps. Leka maka marapi. But if you don't have a maka, then it just loosens the tooth and it causes problems. Like many medicines. If a healthy person takes medicine when he's not supposed to, it could cause problems. Right, that's this as well. Leka maka zachomets. Good. So the Mishnah says, if you have the toothache, you're not allowed to partake and imbibe chomets. So the Gemara says, one minute, Vatanya, the Brisa says, lo yagama upolate. You're not allowed to take, gargle, and spit it out. Of a megameo bolea, but you're allowed to drink it and swallow it. As long as you swallow it, it's okay, because that's clearly, that doesn't look like medicinal purposes. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, kitnan nami masnisan, megameo poleitan. Two answers. Answer number one, yeah, that's what our Mishnah means too. Our Mishnah says it's asur, because the Mishnah is talking about when you spit it out. Masha enkein, if somebody has it to swallow, so then it is mutter. Right? I'll just substitute vinegar for a little whiskey. Some people take a little whiskey for a toothache. So if you gargle it and then spit it out, that could be a problem. Then you're obviously using it for medicinal purposes. Nobody gargles whiskey and spits it out. But if you gargle with it, even if the purpose is to take it for a toothache and then swallow it, then lechor it's mutter. Right? Just like us to substitute that in here. That's the answer number one. The difference is between spitting it out and swallowing it. Rav Amar, afilu teima megameo boleya. Even swallowing it, there's a chilek. Kan lefnei tibo, kan la'achara tibo. Is it before the meal or is it after the meal? Before the meal was always very natural. Rashi describes people always, right, use dips. Use dips before the meal, use vinegar dips. So that's normal behavior. After the meal, when you finish, nobody used vinegar dips. And therefore, if you're using a vinegar dip after the meal, that's clearly for medicinal purposes, and that's usher. So it's before and after the meal. The Gemara says, 1 minute. V'neima mi delefnei tibol shari lachar tibol nami shari. Why don't we say principle of hoil? The principle of once something is partially mutter, it should be totally mutter. Once it's mutter on part of Shabbos, it should be mutter on all of Shabbos. Rashi has an important lashon. De'ein lecha she'asur lemiksas ha-Shabbos u'mutter lemiksaso. Where do you ever have an act that is usur for part of Shabbos and mutter for part of Shabbos? We never have that. If it's mutter before the meal, it should be mutter after the meal. Where else do we have such a concept? The Shaminin Leila Rava de Islay Ha'il. You see that Rava, who gave this second answer, holds up Ha'il in a different context. The Yama Rava. Rava has a Ha'il comparing Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Leka midi de b'Shabbos shari b'Yom Kippur Masr. There is nothing that is mutter on Shabbos and asr on Yom Kippur. Nothing. The Gemara says, Hoel de b'Shabbos shari b'Yom Kippur unami shari. If it's mutter on Shabbos, mutter on Yom Kippur. What are we talking about? Rechitza. Certain types of rechitza. Right? If it's mutter on Shabbos, it's mutter. Rashi goes through the details of rechitza, obviously the knot of tainug, which is also on Yom Kippur. So, right, certain types of rechitza shel mitzvah. Rashi says towards the end of the Rashi there, hol b'Shabbos lo havi l'mitzrei b'Yom Kippur nami lo gazer alei. Certain types of rechitzas. So you see, just like he says about Shabbos and Yom Kippur, if it's mutter here, it's mutter there. So too, he should say the same thing within Shabbos. So if it's mutter to take the medicine, to take the vinegar, the dip before the meal, should be mutter after the meal. So hadavei Rava mehach. No, Rava changed his mind. Rava changed his mind. He doesn't hold of hoel. I mean, my demehach haderbe, dimo mehahi haderbe. No, what do you mean? Maybe he changed his mind from the earlier. Maybe he changed his mind from the earlier point, from the earlier answer. So where it says, lo salgadaitach. No, he did not change his mind. I'm sorry. I said it wrong. He changed his mind, the Gemara assumes, from the earlier piece. He changed his mind from being mechalek between before and after tibul, and he was chozer and he agrees with Abaya. Meaning it's always mutter as long as you swallow it. How do you know he changed his mind from that? Maybe he changed his mind from ho'il. The answer is no, he didn't change his mind from ho'il, because you see clearly. Lo saka daitav, tetanya, kol chayave tfilos tovlin kedarkan bein betishra bein yom kippurim. He said it's mutter to be tovel, tfilos shal mitzvah on yom kippur. So you see, he holds of ho'il b'shabbos ubi yom kippurim. Tosfos here and the other Rishonim point out that we hold like this bezman hazeh, the only 2 days of the year that we don't have the mikvahs open are Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. The Gemara in Tainus has a beautiful lashon, Kedai hu beis elokeinu la'abedet alav tefila achas bashana. Beis HaMikdash is worth it to not go to the mikvah one night. Right in Yom Kippur, and he does not hold of ho'el. So even tefila bezman mitzvah, If the night of the mikvah works out to be Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, bezman hazeh, women do not go. Those are the only 2 nights of the year that the mikvahs are not open. Good. Hachoshis b'masna v'chulu. So the Mishnah spoke about if somebody has a pain in his loins, in his hips. So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amarav, halacha k'Reb Shimon, halacha like Reb Shimon, who said that all B'nai Yisrael are royalty, and therefore they could use Shemin Vered. So, l'meimra d'rav k'Reb Shimon spirulei. Does Rav really hold like Reb Shimon? Rashi seems to say he holds like all the coolers of Reb Shimon in Hilcha Shabbos. Tosfos is bothered. That's the question. Reb Shimon has many, many different shitas in Hilcha Shabbos. Just because you hold like one, you have to hold like the other one. There's Dover Shem Miskavein. There's Muksa. There's a lot. So Tosfos has a different shab where he tries to bolster and say, no, this Gemara is based on the Darashen Miskavein sugyas, that because it's Shemin Vered, the royalty machlokas here is somewhat connected to Darashen Miskavein, Tosfos tries to say. But Rashi just says, in general, Rashi says, Hilcha Shabbos, he's Mako, Rav holds like Reb Shimon, but V'ha'amar, Rav Simei Barachiyah, Mishbeid, the Rav, Haim Yisuchrayi, then as I saw, the case of squeezing the rag into the hole of the barrel, Aser Lahaduke, Biyomatava. You're not allowed to squeeze it in. Why? Because the wine's going to squeeze out of the Shmata, and it's going to be Aser Mishum Schita, even though he does not have in mind to do Schita. So you see, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could we say like Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So our answer is no. Biahia, if you Rabbi Shimon Moda, in that case, even Rabbi Shimon would be Moda. The Abaye of Rav Adami Travayu, Moda Rabbi Shimon, Psikresha, Velo Yamus, as we've said many times. This is the case of Psikresha. The wine is Vadai going to be squeezed out. Period. V'yamar Rav Chiyah Barashi, Yamar Rav Alachak Rabbi Yehuda. But what do you mean? Rav Chiyah Barashi says Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Chanan Amar Barami Amar Shualach Rabbi Shimon. So you have a statement that says Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Chiyah Baravin Masi Labelo Gavri. Rav Chiyah Baravin has it even without in the name of Rav Amar Alachak Rabbi Yehuda. Shual Amar Alachak Rabbi Shimon. So you see, Rav says Beferish Alachas like Rabbi Yehuda. So how can in our Mishnah he hold like Rabbi Shimon? So Ela Amar Rava Ani Varisha B'Chabura Targimna. I and the lion of our group explained, Umanu Reb Chiyah Bar Avin, Halachak Reb Shimon V'Lav Mitaime. He holds like Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, but not because of his reasoning. Really, he holds like Reb Yehuda. In Svara, he holds like Reb Yehuda. But for a different reason, he holds like Reb Shimon. So what does that mean? My Halachak Reb Shimon V'Lav Mitaime. Why? Why does he, what's his reason that he rejects? So, Ilei Malach Reb Shimon. Dishari, does he hold like Reb Shimon? That matters you to use this Shemen. Vela mitame, but not for his reasoning. Tila Reb Shimon Savar Masi. Reb Shimon says, it does heal, but it's still mutter, because Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim. V'Rav Savar Lo Masi. Rav says the reason it's mutter is because it doesn't heal. Is that why? Is that what he says? The Sava Rav Lo Masi, does Rav really say that? He doesn't. V'amidiktani b'nei malachim sachan agabim akoseyen shemen vered mechal demasi. It says clearly in the Mishnah. It doesn't sound like there's a discussion of that, whether it heals or not. Ela, it must be as follows. Halakha Reb Shimon Deshari V'la Mitamei. He holds like Reb Shimon, but not for his reasoning as follows. Dilu Reb Shimon Savar, Avagav Delo Shchiach Shari. Reb Shimon holds, even if it's not so common, the Shemen Vered in the place of the one who is anointing, it is still mutter. For Rav Savar, no. Ishchiach in V'lo Shchiach Lo. Only if it's common, because then you're not coming up with the Chiddush of, oh, Koy Sobadei Malachim Heim. Only if it's common. Ubasa the Rav, Shchiach Mishcha Devarta. And in Rav's place, it was Shchiach, and that's why Rav had said Mutter. Good. Tosfos here. Very crucial Tosfos Lamaisa. This long Tosfos over here that goes over to on the top. First of all, Tosfos has 2 points. Number one, Tosfos on the fourth line says, the Shchita that we're talking about by squeezing the Shmata into the barrel and the wine coming out is Tosfos says in a few places, there are two types of schitas. It's machabes or mefarik, right, which is dush. Tosfos says, when I squeeze something on Shabbos, what malach am I doing? So if I'm squeezing it as part of the cleaning process, so that is libun, that's machabes. Right, that's the rinsing part of the laundering process. So that only applies if it's water, if it's not the colored liquid, if it's part of the cleaning process. But then here, probably, where you're squeezing wine, that's the schita of dush, the schita of mefarik. Not the schita of liban, but schita can be two different malachas, depending on which schita you're talking about. But then Tosfos says later on, about the middle, halfway down in Tosfos, v'im tomar, how could a person ever go into water? There are a couple of Gemaras that talk about one is being allowed to go into water on Shabbos. The Gemara talks about going through water because you're traveling, or a Nida being Tovelis Bibigadeha. Isn't that all kibbutz? How could you get clothing wet on purpose on Shabbos? And there are a couple of Gemaras. Why don't we say the principle of Shriyaso Zeo Kibuso? Soaking something is its cleaning. We know that part of the cleaning process, there are three stages of the modern cleaning process. The soaking cycle, the spinning cycle, and the rinsing cycle. Any one of those is Asur Daraisa on Shabbos. If I just put water on a baguette that's dirty, that's Asur Daraisa. And then the next stage is the agitating cycle, right, where it just goes, it shakes it up. And then the spinning, which is the rinsing. Did I say spinning and then rinsing? The agitating cycle is the middle one. Either way, say, ask Tosfos, why do we say in all these Gemaras that you're allowed to get your clothes wet? Two very important answers in Tosfos. Number one, Tosfos says, all those cases are talking about where you have clean begadim. You're right. If you have any dirt on your begadim, you can't get it wet at all. All those Gemaras are talking about clean begadim. Number two, Tosfos says, what's the call? The heter of derech lichluch. If you're not doing it in a way to get it clean, but you're doing it in a way that you're wiping, you'd rather it not happen, then that's mutter. Tolo amar shriyaso zeo kibuso bedavar she'eno ki'im lichluch kamo sipug ba'aluntis v'kinuch yadayim b'mapa. Right, why don't I say, after Netilas Yadayim, I wash my hands, right, so I'm getting the towel all wet. Why don't you say Shriyas, and I dry my hands on a towel, Netilas Yadayim towel. Shriyas Ozeo Kibuso, why is that mutter? The answer is, I'm wiping. I'm not cleaning the towel. I'm drying my hands. That's lichluch. And therefore it is mutter. That's a crucial tosis. Tosis says, there's a heter of derech lichluch when it comes to libun. There's another malacha where this discussion comes up. Machlokas Rishonim. What about by tzviya? Am I allowed to, let's say my hands are all dirty. Am I allowed to dry my hands on a napkin? So if somebody has a disposable napkin, then the old posts are mako. You're going to throw it out anyway. It's not significant. But what if somebody has a cloth napkin? Somebody's fancy and they have a cloth napkin on Shabbos. And I just ate strawberries. And I just ate chocolate, whatever it is. My hands are all dirty. I'm going to color the napkin. So what is that? Is that allowed? So if you look, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Simin Shin Chaf Aleph, Shin Chaf Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this. No, I'm sorry, the end of Shin Chaf. Yesh Misha Omer, Sheha Ochel Tutim Oshar Peros, Hatsovim, Tzarech Li Zar Shelo Yigap Yadav Tzvuos Bibgadav, Obimapa, Mishum Tzoveya. Shulchan Aruch is machmir by tzviya, not by libun. He's machmir by tzviya, and the poskin, the Magen Avraham quotes the Radvaz. No, maybe this also has derech lichluch. If I'm just wiping, so then it's okay. But lachadchila, it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch says better to use disposable napkins on Shabbos. So it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is being machmir lachadchila. Baruch Hashem, we live in a day when there are fancy disposable napkins. But I'm not saying if you use fancy napkins, you say it's also mutter. There are heterim, but either way, I want you to just be aware of that Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Adul Lakshman Ashratzim, let's at least start the perek about kosher. We're going to learn all about tying. Next two blot in Mesechta Shabbos is everything about the malacha of kshira that you would ever want to know. Ve'eluk sharim shechayivin alav. These are the sharim that you are chayiv on. Chayiv always means da'araisa. Kesher ha'gamalim v'kesher ha'sapanim. The kesher of camels and boats. U'kesev shu chayiv al kishuran kachu chayiv al ateiran. Just like you're chayiv on tying them, you're chayiv on untying them. Matir, Rabbi Meir Omer, kol kesher shu yachol atiro biyachas miyadav, ein chayav an alav. Any kesher that you can untie with one hand, you are not chayiv on. We'll get back to that statement. Let's just do the Gemara a little bit. My kesher gamal v'kesher asaponim. What is the Mishnah talking about? What type of knots? So ilema, which type of camel or boat knot is da'oraisa? Ilema katra dekatri bizmama. V'katra dekatri b'isterida. If we're talking about the knot, think about a camel and a boat. A camel has a ring in its nose that's there permanently. And then you have a rope that you tie to the ring. You tie, you untie, you tie, you untie. Says the, and a boat. A boat, you have a ring in the front of the boat, and then you have a rope that you tie in the ring that connects it to the shore. So the Gemara says, the rope that's attached to the ring, that can't be an Issa D'oraisa. Because that, you tie, you untie, you tie, you untie. So we can't be talking about that. So, hi, Kesher Sheino Shokayamu. That's not permanent. And you need a permanent not to be daraisa. Ella kitra dismama gufe udis tarida gufa. It must be the knot that you make to put the ring on the camel and to put the ring on the boat. That's going to be there forever. As we will learn, there are going to be three levels in the mlach of kshira. Kshira daraisa, that's permanent. Kshira drabanan, eno shokayama, and then mutter. That's not even eno shokayama. So we're going to have to talk about all the three categories. Let's just finish the Gemara here. Rav Meir Omer kol kesher v'chulu, boy rav achtavoy, achua achvoy demar acha. Aniva Rabbi Meir mahu. What about a bow, according to Rabbi Meir? Taima Rabbi Meir, mishib de yochol atir b'yachas miyadavu. Is Rabbi Meir's reason, per se, that it could be undone with one hand, v'hanam yochol atiro, and if it's a bow, you can undo it with one hand? O dilma taima Rabbi Meir, mishib de lo mehadik. Or is it that Rabbi Meir says, if you can untie it with one hand, it's just loose. It's not tight. V'ha mehadik, but you could have a bow that's very tight. So he would be machmir here. Teku, so the Gemara goes, the Mishnah says it is, the Gemara says it's unanswered. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem, we will continue with all the different types of knots and the related issues, tying shoes, tying knots on garbage bags, you know, other issues of Kshira come up on here. Kuf Yud Aleph, we're in Eluk Sharim, the 15th parak of Meseches Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, there's a Daf Yin Shir, hopefully that is up on Kavod Shabbos.